Who in the hell comes at this ungodly hour and hammers on your door hard enough to wake you up? If this isn't important, I'm gonna rip someone's head off. Okay, what the fuck? Oh. Baby, what are you doing here? It's the middle of the night and it's pouring down rain. You couldn't sleep? You couldn't sleep, so you drove halfway across town to my place? Yes, I'm wearing your shirt, but that isn't what we're talking about. Here, come in. You're soaking wet, and you look exhausted. You young guys always act like you're invincible, but I don't want you to get sick. Come on, let's get you out of your jacket. You're absolutely soaked. Just put it on the rack. See, all better already. Hey, look at me. I'm not upset, baby. Really, I'm not. You know I love having you over. It gives me the opportunity to steal more of your shirts. But babe, if you couldn't sleep, why come all the way over here? Oh, I can always put you to sleep. Is this your secret way of telling me I'm boring? You're adorable when you stutter like that, but it's late. Come on, sweet boy, let's go to bed. What? The couch? You drove halfway across town for cuddles? Why would I put you on the couch? You think there's someone else here? Baby, I know when we started seeing each other, I said that we would be casual and could see other people, but I haven't really seen anyone else since, you know. You haven't seen anyone else either? Come on. You look like you're about to fall asleep standing up, and there's a wonderful bed that I absolutely adore having you in. And I'm not just saying that because you're a great lay. There we go. Now lay down, get nice and comfy under the covers. Scooch over a little bit and... Perfect. Before I went to bed, I was thinking how much I wish you were here. Because when you're here, my sweet boy, I can cuddle you up into my shoulder, hear those wonderful sleepy noises you make when I stroke your hair. I can watch your body relax bit by bit while I snuggle you. Just like this. You know, I was never much of a cuddler before you came along. I mean, sure, maybe a little after a fuck, but most of the guys I've been with haven't really seemed interested in a cuddle. You, though, you're special. What do I mean by special? Well, I don't want you to take it the wrong way because it probably sounds a little bit like it, but you crave attention. Not in a needy way, not like in a petulant child or anything like that. You don't demand attention the way some guys I've been with have. You know, like blowing up my phone, needing to be tended to like some kind of flower that wilts into dust if you look at it wrong. You ask for attention, and you love it when I give it to you. I've seen the way your whole face lights up when I sit in your lap and give you little kisses while we watch Game of Thrones, or how it takes you about 3 seconds to melt into a hug. You're precious and adorable and utterly starved for attention and affection. Or at least you seemed to be before I came into the picture. I try to smother you with as many kisses and cuddles as you could possibly handle. That's okay, right? You don't have any complaints, do you? Good. Maybe you're still awake, right? I'll take that mumble as a yes, because I've been needing to talk to you about something, and it's scary and exciting, and every time I try to get afraid and back out, but I need to tell you now because if I don't, I might not ever, so just let me talk for a bit, okay? Okay. Thank you. So I've tried doing this serious relationship before, and it didn't go well. I got hurt. So I decided to keep things casual from there on out. Just sex, no strings. Keep it all light and breezy and easy, and that was good for a while. And then you. You came in with those gorgeous eyes and that shy, sweet smile and made me feel 10 years younger. You have this enthusiasm about everything, about life. You take the greatest pleasure in holding hands in the parking lot of Home Depot or going for walks in the afternoon. You take care of me. You ask how I'm doing. You help me with anything you possibly can. I remember when my tire popped on that back road and you came and changed it in the middle of a rainstorm. I made sure you knew exactly how much I valued that, didn't I? But you also need to be taken care of. How many times have you come over and you've forgotten to eat all day? Or I've had to go over to your place and do your laundry because you get so busy you can't find the time. It's not that I mind doing those things for you, baby. I love doing that for you. I love how you make me feel needed, and I love how I need you. I've been a lot of places and done a lot of things, my sweet boy, but more and more it feels like my life started when I went for a jog and stopped at that coffee shop and I bought an adorably frazzled boy a drink. Okay, I'm rambling. I know I'm rambling because I'm stalling. I love you. And I want you to move in with me. You don't have to. It's just that I love having you in my bed and you're so warm. And if you were here, I could at least make sure you ate and... You. Say that again. I didn't quite hear you. You love me too. I'm so happy. It's been a long time since I've been in a serious relationship, but I wouldn't want to be with anyone but you, baby. You keep me grounded and you make me so happy and relaxed and loved, and you loving me back is just icing on the cake. I love the way you nuzzle my hand when I stroke your face, and the little happy smile when I touch you. But I can see that tiredness behind your eyes, my wonderful baby boy. You need your rest, and everything else can wait. We can figure out you moving in tomorrow. Maybe over dinner? I could cook, or... You're right. We'll go out. You look so handsome in your jacket. Here we go. Come back to your favorite spot. So I can give you those scalp scratches you love so much. Mm-hmm. I did buy that coffee you love so much, but always forget to get for yourself. I swear, you would fall apart without me. Now close those gorgeous eyes and rest, honey. I love you.